Stu Salkild, local journalism initiative reporter. East Central Alberta Review. Stettler County Council approved just over $80,000 of Buffalo Lake Reserve funds for a playground project spearheaded by residents of that area. The request for funds was approved at the September 11th regular meeting of council. Councillors heard a detailed presentation by Bruce Olson, president of the Buffalo Lake Meadows Owners Association, who requested almost $79,000 from the South Shore Reserve Fund for a proposed South Shore Community Sports Complex. Olson began his presentation by noting residents had discussed a recreation complex before and decided to form a committee in 2023 to get the project moving. They conducted a survey of residents which gathered responses from 58% of Buffalo Lake Meadows residents. Of those, 72% were in favor of the project and 75% were willing to help through equipment or labor. Olson stated in his presentation the proposed development would cater to South Shore communities west of SEC Highway No. 835, but the facility could be utilized by all county residents on Central Mister within Buffalo Lake Meadows. The chosen site was the same as the existing playground development, which Olson said is very popular and remains in excellent condition. The proposed sports complex would be, according to Olson's presentation, next to the existing parking lot and playground. Olson further noted association members committed to building and maintaining the proposed project. The association provided much detailed information on the complex. It would be a fenced asphalt multi-use facility sized at 70 feet by 130 feet. Activities accommodated would include basketball, tennis, pickleball, shuffleboard, badminton, cornhole, ice hockey, and horseshoes. It was added that the facility would be used year-round. The project would also include storage facilities and a 20-foot by 40-foot community gathering pavilion. Olson observed there's very little in the way of shelter in that area, including trees. Then came the vital detail of the presentation: how much it would cost to build. Olson's presentation stated the entire project was estimated at $203,000. He pointed out the association already raised $70,000 of its own and intended to apply for a community initiative grant of up to $75,000. He noted that investment should show councillors how serious the association is about this project. It was further noted the association intended to look for other community grants along with corporate donations and residents' donations. Olson stated the community initiative grant deadline is September 15th with an expected response by November. If the association gets turned down, they still have the spring deadline to try again. Olson stated that if grant applications are successful, the association would be willing to apply those to the county's share, reducing the amount requested from the South Shore Reserve Count. Dave Grover clarified that money in that reserve comes from the county of Stettler land sales in the Buffalo Lake area and isn't property tax money. Count. James Niborg stated he was happy to see the association step up with an offer to take care of the facility in the future. "This is a phenomenal proposal," said Niborg. It was noted the association, if unsuccessful in obtaining grants, would accept a phased approach to the project. Count. Justin Stevens also liked the project but noted he wanted to simplify the County of Stettler's role. He made a motion that the County of Stettler fund the earthworks and asphalt parts of the project through donations in kind or funds from the South Shore Reserve with a cap of $81,900. Councillors unanimously approved that motion.